Welcome to WQXR's Arts File Online. It's Friday, March 19th. I'm Carrie Nolan. Since 1975, the Glimmerglass Opera Festival has filled the upstate air with summers of opera. Starting in September, the company will have a new general and artistic director, Francesca Zambello, who takes over for outgoing director Michael McLeod. She's currently artistic advisor at the San Francisco Opera and is directing Porgy and Bess at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much for being here.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here with you.
Your work has been staged all over the world, at the Met, at La Scala, the Bolshoi. What made you decide to set down at Glimmerglass?
Well, Glimmerglass was a place where I had a wonderful experience as a director about 10 years ago, doing a piece, Iphigenia in Tauride, which later went to City Opera. And I always was interested in being able to take on a company, and this seemed to be a perfect fit as a summer festival. It means that I can continue my directing career, but also really implement a kind of artistic vision in a setting like Glimmerglass, which is so unique and so special and so different than a bigger opera company.
So many cultural institutions are feeling a huge financial pinch these days, and Glimmerglass was just one of those who made significant cuts to balance its budget. Did this give you any kind of pause about accepting the position?
Well, you have to realize that I'm working in the arts the world over, and so everywhere that I work, we are rethinking things. And I take it actually as a challenge. We have to, in terms of opera and theater now, I think, be thinking much more outside of the box and how we broaden our horizons. So I don't actually take this as a challenge any different than any other company that says, well, we have to cut this or that. It's really about rethinking how we do things and how we create audiences and how we broaden our horizons with them.
Well, that brings me to another question. As someone who is just now discovering opera, how do you plan to broaden that audience?
Well, I'm very interested in enhancing our offerings, expanding the kind of work we do there, really focusing on the festival aspect of Glimmerglass, which means that in our four productions a year, which have always been four new productions, and I will maintain that, which is very different than most companies, we will be including what I consider really the genesis of American opera, which is musicals. We will be producing a musical a year, as well as three special unique opera offerings. I will include a lot more in terms of chamber music, smaller concerts, readings. And when I say readings, I mean, for example, plays that might help us understand the works that we're going to see better. We're going to also work on really more community offerings, family pieces, things that speak to a wider audience. I also very much want to include a sense of that sort of 100-mile reach around the beautiful area of Cooperstown to reach perhaps new audiences who have not been to the incredible facility in Cooperstown. The Glimmerglass Opera House is a treasure. It is a beautiful 900-seat theater designed by Hugh Hardy, situated on a lake in a town which is also wonderfully known for the Baseball Hall of Fame.
You have said that you would like to examine how and when we go to the opera and to the theater. Can you expand a little bit on that?
Yes, I think that we're often very locked into this performance calendar, and I will certainly be exploring there the possibility of earlier starts, different times on Sundays, during weekdays, allowing easier time for people perhaps to up there come to the opera earlier, eat afterwards, or go to a cabaret that we offer afterwards. I think that people now, because of our work schedules and because of the techno age, we want to experience live theater perhaps at different times, and this is something that I want to explore with the schedule up there. Of course, it means rethinking certain things, but something that makes it much more go to the performance friendly for people who may have a ways to drive, or for people who want to eat afterwards, or for people who want to bring their kids.
That's what I was just thinking. An earlier start time would be so much more family friendly.
And I definitely will be doing that for certain performances. I think that we all want to have entertainment on the offing in different times now, and I think that we can achieve that. In a festival context, we can offer much more in terms of programming times and in terms of what we can give to people.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to seeing how you're going to put your very distinctive stamp on the Glimmer Glass Festival. Thanks so much for joining us, Francesca.
Thank you. Great to talk to you.
Francesca Zambello is artistic advisor at the San Francisco Opera. She'll take the reins as general and artistic director at the Glimmer Glass Festival in September. And that's today's Arts File on Classical 105.9 WQXR. I'm Carrie Nolan.